Welcome into the Inside of the NFL Prospects podcast presented by Sports Illustrated's NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host, Brian Sternberg. On today's show, we have an interview from last year with top defensive lineman in the upcoming 2021 NFL Draft, Adey Ogundeji out of Notre Dame. You can support our show by pressing subscribe and leaving us a five-star rating on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever podcasts can be found. When you subscribe, you will receive daily NFL Draft Dynasty and Debbie Fantasy Football podcasts from the NFL Draft Bible. To start thinking about this offseason, we know it's different than pretty much any we've seen in the past, but how are you staying close to the game of football and your Notre Dame teammates and coaches?
I've just been trying to do the best I can to work out every day that I can. You know, I've been in constant contact with coaches and players, just trying to get feedback with them and also just trying to understand where they what they're going through, and then just, you know, getting feedback from coaches as well. Obviously, for everyone, this is a kind of different obstacle and definitely adversity, so we're just trying to get through it the best we can so that we'll be successful in the, during the season.
You finished each of your last three games, including the bowl game, with a sack. How are you using those performances to give you confidence for next season?
I'm just kind of using that film, just trying to help me throughout the next season. But you know, I always felt like during the season I was doing good and had the great confidence. But definitely those last three games helped me boost my confidence even more, even that Boston College game. So I feel like, you know, those last three games definitely helped me and are going to help me through the prior season. So,
and thinking about your next steps, we saw five sacks, two forced fumbles in those last three games. What was there a difference? Do you feel like you were finishing more? What do you think allowed you to have so much success towards the end of that last season?
I had a better opportunity. You know, we had some injuries, some unfortunate injuries that happened during the season. And that gave me an opportunity to see a little bit more playing time. And, you know, when you get your playing time, I've always told that you got to take advantage of their opportunity. So I just took advantage of my opportunity. You know, I was blessed enough to have the opportunity to go out there and play a little bit more than I usually do. And that gave me some opportunities to make some plays on the field. So that was also a great opportunity, but also just been being put in a great position to make those plays.
And Adey, in terms of next season, what are your goals, the team and individually?
I feel like always the goal for Notre Dame team is to win a national championship. And I don't think that's going to go down this season. I feel like that's going to be the same thing this season. I feel like we have a confidence on our team that we can go and win it every single year. And that's our goal. Just for me, I feel like, you know, my goal is personally just to get better as a pass, you know, rusher, and also as, you know, the run game, just to work on my overall game. You know, I feel like during the first half of the season, I was like mostly just doing well in the run plays, but not the pass game. But towards the end, my pass was really starting to go on. So just trying to work on those skills and be consistent throughout the whole season.
And mentioning Notre Dame goal year in and year out, winning that national championship is a standard that you guys have had. It's what makes Notre Dame one of the top tier programs in the country. In particular for this group next season, what do you feel you guys have to do in order to come home victorious and win a national championship?
Yeah, I feel like obviously, you know, on a defensive side of the ball, we got to have one of the best D-line in the country. I mean, obviously, those teams that win the national championship, they have the best offensive and defensive lines. So, you know, we're working on ourselves and our defensive position group to work on being the best D-line on the country, working on runs, stopping our gas, and working on getting to the quarterback. And obviously, for the whole defense, we're just working on becoming the best defense, which comes down to doing the little things right, doing the detailed things right. And as an overall team, you know, just trying to, you know, work through our schedule. You know, every single game for us is a tough game. We don't have a conference championship. We don't have, you know, those conference championship games, so we can't afford to lose a game. So every game is important to us. And, you know, as a team, we have to recognize that when we go into every game, we have to win no matter what. So just working on, you know, being detailed and worrying about the little things and understanding that each game matters.
They typically, when you come straight out of high school, you're 18 years old. You entered Notre Dame at 17 years old. Why was it that you enrolled at Notre Dame so early on?
Yeah, I started school a little early. My parents put me to school early. But honestly, you know, when I first got here, I was kind of just like getting into things. And, you know, I would be the first to admit that I wasn't ready to be playing college football. You know, I was 17 year old. I was like 6'5", 210. I wasn't as big. And so, you know, I learned when I first got here that I needed to develop myself as a college football player. And I feel like that's something that, you know, you're trying to get a lot of people to understand. Now, everybody wants to play right away. Like, I wanted to play right away. But, you know, understanding that your time comes and, you know, you just got to wait your turn. But, yeah, when I came in at 17, it was a little different for me. You know, I realized that I was the youngest person in my class, but it definitely has helped me mature in the future. So,
your freshman season, you took a redshirt. A lot of top-tier players end up doing that. In what ways did you see your game develop over that season, and what did you work on specifically in order to get ready to play collegiate football?
Yeah, freshman season was kind of really based on just my weight and kind of like getting stronger and bigger. Because like I said, when I first came here, I was pretty small. I mean, I wasn't small, but I was, you know, wasn't really ready strength wise to be on the football field. So, you know, I was working on getting my weight up. That first year, that first season, I like added like 40 pounds, you know, put on some weight, you know, started to put on some muscle. So focused on that, but also just focused on, you know, working on my pass rush and working on my skills. Cause I feel like when I first came here, you know, I was a little stiff just trying to get stuff down. And, you know, I wasn't used to doing a lot of things that they were talking about on the college level. So just trying to get used to all that was definitely something that was new to me. So that was definitely something that I worked on my freshman year redshirt season.
And are they part of being a college athlete dealing with adversity? In high school, you had a knee injury. So how was dealing with that adversity? How did that make you a better person on the field and off the field?
Yeah, that definitely, I don't think a lot of people understand, but yeah, I missed like most of my senior season. I tore my MCL and that just kind of sucked. But I think what I learned is just like, you know, I just got to keep pushing. You know, it kind of sucks seeing when you see your teammates out there playing and you're not playing, you know, it definitely hurts a little bit more. But I think it helped me just to push myself a little bit more. You know, I always thought, I was like, oh yeah, I could just push myself to the standard. But now once I had that injury, I realized like, you know, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity. Not that many people get a chance to play college football. So I just got to take advantage of it. So, you know, I just wanted to outwork the person who's thought they were outworking me. So that was just always my goal. And then off the field, I just kind of understand the opportunity that I have. And so when other people who didn't have the opportunity to go to college football, I always thought about them and the things I could do to help them. So.
And then thinking about that high school career of yours, chose to play at Notre Dame, but what was that recruiting process like for you? And then what went into that eventual decision to say, all right, I want to spend my collegiate career at Notre Dame?
Yeah, my recruiting process was a little bit different from others. I was originally committed to Western Michigan, like my junior year, and I didn't really have any offers after that. I only had like one offer. So, and then after my junior season was over, going into the summer, I had just went to camps and, you know, a lot of some schools started hitting me up, talking to me. So I got some more MAC schools. And then all of a sudden I went to a Notre Dame camp because my high school always goes to their like 7-on-7 camp. I went to like this big man camp and they had talked to me and they were like, yeah, we really like you. And then the next day I just got an offer for them. So, I mean, I decommitted from Western like a couple of months before then. And so, like, you know, that definitely helped me kind of like, oh yeah, Notre Dame is definitely school. But I really didn't know about Notre Dame a whole lot going into his recruiting process. I was just kind of just like, oh, like, I knew they were a good football school, but I didn't know anything about their school in general. So, you know, I had to do some research for myself. And once I figured out, like, once I went to the campus and saw the people and saw the academics and how much tradition they have, I knew this was a school for me.
Dave, can you talk a little bit about your high school career?
Yeah, so I went to Wall Lake Central. It's kind of a school, a big school, public school, so a bunch of people there. Played football all 4 years, played basketball for 3 years, and then threw discus for 3 years as well. You know, I feel like during the football season, football-wise, you know, I didn't really get looked at until, like, my late junior year season. So that was pretty good for me, and then also into my senior season. So, you know, that's pretty much all I could say about kind of high school wise.
And you get to Notre Dame, one of the top tier programs in the country. Was there a moment early on where, whether it be practice, scrimmage, even a game, you realize this isn't high school anymore? These are legit D1 players I'm going up against.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely that. I mean, when you're going against Quentin Nelson, Mike McGlinchey, all those guys, I mean, you're going to realize that this ain't high school no more. These are some grown men that you're playing against. So, yeah, I got to welcome to college real fast, real soon, too. So, it was not easy when I was a freshman.
When you entered Notre Dame freshman season, getting adjusted to the speed of the game, the playbook, whatever that may be, was there anyone that helped you?
Oh, absolutely. I would say some guys who really helped me was Isaac Rochelle. He plays for the LA Chargers now, but he was definitely an instrumental part helping me throughout my process. You know, Lynn, Julian, and Daylon, those guys have been really my brother since I've been there. We've always just done a lot of things together. And Jameer, all those guys were the day ones and help me, you know, get better and learn the game. And then, you know, I would say Jerry's been also someone who's been inspirational too. So a lot of the guys on the D-line has definitely helped me in being a better player and a better person.
Now, you didn't just mention what would be an elite defensive line in the NFL. You guys have a ton of production that comes out of Notre Dame. You just mentioned a bunch of them. What do you think has allowed you guys as a whole to be so successful as of recent in terms of your defensive line production?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like freshman year, I feel like everybody knows, obviously, we changed coaches with the defense. So that also, the scheme helped us. But I feel like just a lot of guys bought in. You know, we understood the 4-8 season wasn't good enough. And so I feel like, you know, we had some coaches who helped us understand that we have to buy into this program. So I feel like that helped us tremendously. You know, Coach Elston, who's our D-line coach, has been such a good person to us. I mean, he's always been there, really been someone who, you know, taught us about discipline and understanding the scheme. And then again, Coach Lee, who's a defensive coordinator, he helped us a ton. So I feel like, you know, the coaches definitely helped us, but also just, you know, I feel like our team and our players understood that, you know, we got it in ourselves to be the best. You know, we always had the athletes and players to do it. We just needed to know that we could do it. And I feel like we started to understand that once the years passed.
Like you just mentioned, Quentin Nelson coming from Notre Dame. There are a lot of players that come from this Notre Dame football program that are now succeeding in the NFL. How has their success motivated you?
Oh, a ton. I mean, even this year, seeing a lot of the people from my class, you know, going and doing their NFL combines and doing their pro days and stuff has motivated me. But, you know, seeing guys in the NFL is always a motivation. You know, that's always something that drives you to do what you want to do. But, you know, I feel like for me, to see those guys just compete and go into combine and do well, and also it just doesn't motivate me. You know, it makes me happy because I want to see those guys be successful. I want to see Lid, Khalid be successful. I want to see Julian be successful. Dalen, Jameer, all those guys, Quentin, Mike, all those guys be successful. So, you know, it's definitely a motivator, but it also is pretty cool to see those guys living out their dream.
And how would you then describe the football culture that you guys have at Notre Dame?
Yeah, it's super fun. I mean, you know, this, I feel like our team is one of the closest teams we have. You know, I'm so close with all the guys on my team from since my freshman year till now. You know, just because you're a freshman doesn't mean you hang out with freshmen. It's been a whole total brotherhood that we have as football. And I think football in general brings guys together, you know, it brings a brotherhood together. So I think, you know, Notre Dame is the same thing. It helps us bring a lot of guys together. You know, there's a lot of alumni who are in the NFL, which also helps. So I think it's a pretty cool atmosphere. I love being at Notre Dame. It's a dream come true. So, and I'm going to have brothers for life there. So.
And how did the relationships that you make off the field with your teammates contribute to success on the field?
Oh, definitely. You know, I feel like, again, like Khalid, I've known even before high school. I mean, before college. Like, I knew him in high school. So, you know, our relationship has always just been consistent throughout the time. Like, he's always been there. He's always had my back. And Dalen, I've known Dalen before college, too. So, you know, having those relationships that you can fall back on without just even talking about football, talking about life is always important. Because, you know, football is great and all, but, like, you also want to talk about life and stuff in general and relationships off the field. So, I think having relationships with Lid and Dalen off the field and all those other guys means a lot to me. So,
we think about where you're at now, being that new leader of the defensive line. How are you going to take on a leadership role next season to help out those young guys?
Yeah, I feel like that's one of the things that I'm trying to work on myself. You know, it's my first time starting this season. So, you know, just getting to that opportunity to be a leader and, you know, being vocal, being someone who leads by example is always tough. So just learning from that and trying to learn from the older guys who used to do this and trying to get their advice. But yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to have that vocal leadership, be someone who, you know, works from based on their attitude and works, you know, doing the hard work every single day and try to lead that. And obviously, you know, the circumstances that we have now, it's even tougher to be a leader. So trying to stay in contact with everybody and be someone who can be there for all my teammates.
Whenever someone gets their first sack, their first tackle, first interception, it's a special moment for them that they'll never forget. But for you, when you got your first sack, what was that feeling like?
Oh my God. It was the craziest feeling ever. It was amazing. I actually got my first sack at Clemson. So it was good for like a couple of seconds and then the rest of the game kind of sucked. So we lost 30-3. So, but no, it was a crazy first sack. I mean, I went crazy. It was super fun and all, but you know, I don't think about it too much now because the game wasn't as fun.
Talking about getting that first sack, production always is something that everyone dreams about. It's even cooler when you get to do it, when you're wearing the gold on the helmet, Notre Dame, you think about Rudy and the culture that you guys have and everything that comes with playing for the Irish. So playing for them, what's a typical game day like and what's it like playing at Notre Dame Stadium?
Yeah, I mean, a typical game day is, you know, you're chilling, you have meetings in the morning or whatever, and then afterwards, you know, you have that walk. And that's probably one of the most coolest things ever. You know, you walk from the athletic center, the Goop, to all the way to the stadium, and you get to see all these fans. You know, they're all crazy, clapping and celebrating, and the band's out there playing the songs, and you walk all the way to the stadium. And then the you know, in-game stadium is just crazy. I mean, during the games, when we played Michigan at home, it was the craziest atmosphere I've ever been a part of. You know, the fans go crazy. You know, most people at Notre Dame, their fans of Notre Dame are crazy. I mean, they love us, and they are real serious about the game. So, you know, win or loss, they're there the whole game, and that's what is super important. And I think that's what makes Notre Dame such a different, you know, program than everybody else.
They claim that cornerbacks have to have a short-term memory loss. For defensive linemen, is there anything that you guys need to have?
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, we have a short-term memory loss too, but I feel like you just have to, it's all about focusing and refocusing. For us, you know, you could easily mess up on a play. You can miss a sack. You know, you can miss an assignment. It goes for a big play. But I think it's just all about focusing and refocusing because, you know, we always talk about on our defensive line is, you know, the next play is the best play. You know, the play before is gone, whatever. The next play is the best play. So it's definitely based on that, but also just reacting, you know. Defensive line is a reactionary type of position, you know, especially defensive end. You know, you just have to react to what the offensive line is doing. And so even when you get kind of see what's going on, you still have to react to what's going on. So I think that's also important too.
Thinking about the future of this Notre Dame football program, if you had to choose, who are a few of the underclassmen who really surprised you last season, haven't gotten that media attention yet, but should be on draft radars pretty soon?
I think there's a lot of guys who I think will be good, but, you know, I'll just name a couple guys. I think Isaiah Foskey, he was a freshman last year, but he's a guy who's really good. I mean, he's super long and athletic, you know, can really make plays for us. I think Jason Ademayola, he's a real good guy. I mean, he's really athletic, real good at pass rushing for a defensive tackle. And then, you know, for another underclassman who I really thought was really good was Jacob Lacey. And I think he's super good. He's just real disciplined, you know, does the right things, pretty athletic for the size that he is. And I'm excited for those three to what they do in the future.
You have one of the best coaches probably in college football, Brian Kelly. What is it like playing under him? And what do you think he brings to this Notre Dame football team?
Yeah, I think it's pretty awesome playing under him. You know, he has so many accolades, and when you get to talk to him and see him in person, it's pretty awesome. You know, he's obviously one of the great head coaches in college football, and then playing under him is pretty cool. I mean, you know, I think what I've learned from Brian Kelly is that he's taught us how to be, you know, learn from our situations, and I feel like throughout this process, we've had to learn from the situations. You know, we went 4-8 our first season, and to have three winning seasons after that, and all of them be 11 games, shows about how good Coach Kelly is as a coach. You know, he's done so much things and helped us to get through adversity. So,
talking about that next level, we know it's a little bit of ways away, but do you have goals? Like, would you want, we know you touched on the combine a little earlier, be able to participate in the combine, Senior Bowl, things of that nature. Are you working towards those accolades for once your collegiate career is over?
Absolutely. Hopefully, you know, my ultimate dream is to be in the NFL. And, you know, for me, it's you know, my goals are, you know, I always have these goals of making it to Senior Bowl, NFL Combine, but really I'm just trying to look forward to, you know, doing to whatever it takes. You know, if that's going to the combines, that's going to the Senior Bowls, that's doing all those things, you know, that's what I'll do. So, you know, I haven't been focused on it right now as far as away, but yeah, my ultimate goal is to be a part of those events so that I can achieve the ultimate goal, which is to go to NFL.
Obviously, end goal is NFL, but you're majoring in design. Is that a field that you want to go into once your football career is over?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm entering industrial design. So, you know, that's definitely something I would want to do. Kind of advertising is what I've been thinking about. You know, I had an internship last summer at Ferrara Candy Company. So that was a pretty cool experience. But yeah, definitely, you know, football is not for long. That's what the NFL stands for. So, you know, you don't really get an opportunity to play for a long time. So you got to have a backup plan after that.
And how did you get interested in design?
Actually, my first semester, I was initially in engineering, but it didn't go as well. And I had a teacher. I just took an elective in one of her classes, and it stuck with me throughout the whole time. And I was like, yeah, I really like this. And so that's how I kind of got into design. You know, I love it's all about kind of being, having a creative mind and having these creative ideas. And that's what I kind of like doing, but also being kind of having your own art in a way. And so I always like doing kind of artistic things too. So
how have you been able to balance both academics and football?
Oh yeah. I mean, it was definitely a struggle in the beginning, you know, freshman year. Notre Dame is such a, they pride themselves on academics. So, you know, it's definitely tough to, you know, in the beginning, but you know, the resources that Notre Dame brings and also the people that they have, the professors that they have, has helped me a ton throughout my 4 years. You know, they've been so instrumental in my success. And I think when just trying to be organized and understanding that, you know, football is not the only thing that you're here to do at Notre Dame. You also have academics as well.
If you could be trained by one player currently in the NFL or retired, who would it be and why?
I would say in the NFL, I would say Chandler Jones. I just like watching him play because he plays with a tremendous amount of effort, like something that I value as a player. But also he's just like, you know, he's super long and uses his hands very well. So I would say Chandler Jones, who plays for the Arizona Cardinals.
What would you want your future teammates, future coaches, GMs, or scouts to know about yourself, who they're getting in the locker room and off the field?
Yeah, I feel like you're just getting the guy who's willing to put it all on the table, you know. Off the field, you're getting the guy who, you know, does the best job, you know, doesn't ask questions, just goes out there and plays, does his job, you know. I've always just been focused on, you know, again, like whenever I have the opportunity going out there and play, you know, being someone who's doing that, you know, I'm not going to ever, you know, talk back or say anything. I'm just going to have the best attitude and play football because that's what I just want to do, is just play football. You know, this is what I've been doing my whole life and I just want to continue to do it. So
for the last question, for any rising high school football player, what is the best piece of advice you could give to them?
I would say the best piece of advice is realize that, you know, this comes fast. High school football comes fast, and to cherish every moment. You know, I didn't get to play my second half year, my senior year of football. And, you know, once I see all my high school buddies and see what they're doing, I feel sad. I'm like, dang, it was over. It was over just like that. So I think, you know, college football is going to come. A lot of high school kids are, oh yeah, excited about college football, but I feel like just live in the moment because, you know, you're only going to get it once. You're only going to get playing with these high school kids and your buddies once. You know, it's once in a lifetime opportunity. So just to cherish it and to live in the moment.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Inside the NFL Prospects presented by Sports Illustrated's NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and have not already, please subscribe and leave us a 5-star review.